Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox forced Game 4 of the playoffs with a 10-3 win over the Houston Astros yesterday at Fenway. David Price pitched four scoreless innings of relief in the game. Rafael Devers, Mitch Moreland, and Hanley Ramirez combined for 9 hits and 6 RBIs, but after the game, Sox manager John Farrell credited the win to Price's performance.
David Price took over from the mound today. Just great days offensively from Mitch, Hanley, Rafi. Big day offensively from those three guys in particular. But David Price led the way from the mound today.
All right, to talk about yesterday's game and look ahead, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is in the studio with us this morning after attending yesterday's game. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So start with David Price. Not exactly the player you'd pick for the playoff hero for the Red Sox.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Certainly not the player I would have picked to be the savior of Game 3. Maybe not even the 10th or 11th player I would have picked. I mean, this has been an injury-filled, controversy-filled year for David Price, and yet there he was on the mound yesterday pitching scoreless inning after scoreless inning, and the fans were loving it. Again, something you wouldn't have expected to see this season, the way things have gone for David Price. And this is what Price had to say about his performance yesterday.
I want to help this team win right now. That's if it's coming out of the pen, you know, I'm going to do it. If it's playing center field, I'll do it. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I want to win. That's why I came here. We just need to keep it going.
Well, he's kind of joking about playing center field there, but he has been kind of a disappointment. He was brought in as a big-time starting pitcher with a 7-year, $217 million contract back in 2015, and he's not exactly been loved by the fans.
No, not at all, and I think kind of a disappointment might be putting it mildly. I mean, this was a guy they expected to do big things and to lead them into deep playoff runs, and that just hasn't happened. And yet here he was yesterday saving the game, and he said it was his best moment in a Red Sox uniform. More than that, if the Red Sox move on to the next round, and that's a big if, David Price says he'd like to start.
Well, we'll see whether Sox management thinks the same. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. There's Game 4 today, another must-win game if they get it in, considering the weather and the heavy rain on the radar for today. Do you think, based on what you saw yesterday, that the Red Sox can even up the series today and force a Game 5?
Yeah, I think they have a good shot at evening up the series, not just because of what Price did, but because of what the hitters did. I mean, the Red Sox scored 10 runs in Game 3. It was the highest total in a playoff game for the team since Game 1 of the ALDS in 2013. And not only that, the Red Sox 15 hits were the highest total in the playoffs since Game 3 of the 2007 World Series. So certainly the bats are coming alive. The Red Sox were led by Hanley Ramirez, who went 4-for-4 with 3 RBI. And of course, you can't forget rookie Rafael Devers, the baby-faced 20-year-old. He gave Boston a 4-3 lead with a 2-run homer in the third inning. It was the first home run of the series for the Red Sox. And at 20, he is now the youngest Red Sox player with a postseason home run.
Bottom line, they did show some resiliency yesterday, maybe a lot of resiliency. So that's got to be a pretty good sign going into Game 4, whether Game 4 is today or tomorrow.
Yeah, you like to see that resiliency, but it's going to take a lot more resiliency than they needed to come out of a 3-0 hole in Game 3. They've got to win 2 in a row against an Astros team that has been absolutely dominant, at least up until Game 3. So we'll see what Game 4 has in store.
Shira Springer, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. For more sports news, check out the daily WBUR Boston Globe podcast called Season Ticket.